In today's episode, it's time for some pop culture predictions for 2016. We consult our favorite psychic, Psychic Nikki, to figure out which celeb couples will split, which game show host will have a sex scandal, and we solve the mystery of the killer parrot. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. And I've noticed that some of y'all haven't been tweeting along with hashtag Psychobabble. I always see the same people doing it. So this episode, I dare you to tweet along with the hashtag. I really want to see. I want to see your thoughts on each of these predictions. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. While we're making predictions, I gotta give some love to our sponsors for this week's episode. Our first sponsor is Binge, my incredible book that you should get. Available everywhere in stores like Target, Barnes & Noble, online, Amazon, whatever. Get it. I predict you're gonna love it. And then our other sponsor for this week's episode is Service, the amazing documentary available on iTunes worldwide. It goes behind the scenes about being a YouTuber and a life in the year, a year in the life of me and Corey. Go get it. You're gonna love it. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to go high?
Is that a Kelly Clarkson song?
I think it is.
Corey, what's Kelly Clarkson up to today?
Oh, my God. So what day is it?
How did she start her day? Probably yogurt.
You
think she likes Greek yogurt?
I'm a psychic, and I literally pictured in my head that she was having
Greek yogurt.
Raisin bran cereal.
With Greek yogurt?
No. Just a big old bowl of raisin bran.
I feel like she's eating Greek yogurt to celebrate.
You said, what's
that Greek movie? There's a sequel coming.
The Tempest.
No, My Big Fat Greek Wedding too.
My Big Fat Greeker Wedding?
My mom is so excited about it.
What was the best independent rom-com of all times?
Wait,
or some
really?
Shit.
That's why Kelly Clarkson loves it. That's why she watches it while she eats her Greek yogurt. And her raisin brain, apparently. You really felt you felt that happening right now?
Yeah. I closed my eyes and I said, oh my God, Kelly. I pictured her hand scooping.
What's
that.
Kelly's kid's name?
It's got two scoops of raisins.
Okay.
It's River Rose.
I do. You know what?
You know those little commercials that were like, get the raisin bran. It's got two scoops.
I do wish it had I wish it were to up it to three. I know that's probably going to fuck up all of their like numbers. You know, they crunched those numbers and figured out
I'm going to crunch their cereal.
I wish it had more crunch, and I wish it had more raisins.
Weird.
These are the things I hope for.
We should do advertising skit.
Oh, I would prefer not to do any skits. Did you know Fruit Loops are all... No, every color is the same flavor. Does that fuck you up?
Well, duh.
Oh.
It's all the same flavor. Well, duh.
Are you here?
Duh. No, I'm reading.
What are you reading right now?
Okay, so it's your fault. You linked me to this episode.
I'm, like, talking to you about
Psychic
Fruit Loops,
predictions.
And here you are. My prediction is you will stay on your own topic all episodes.
2016 psychic pop culture predictions.
Okay, well, Corey, who is the psychic that made these predictions?
Some bitch. I don't know her name.
Okay,
Nikki.
Psychic Nikki. I just went to her website, psychicnikki.com. It's Nikki with two Ks. Did you see that coming?
No.
And her phone number is at the very top of this website. I don't know. Should we call her?
In 2016, we still need to do a psychic episode.
We will. Maybe we'll get Nikki on.
We'll bring her in.
Nikki, if you're listening, which you should have predicted this would happen.
We'll bring her in. I mean, this could really elevate her career.
Career?
And we'll bring her in. She'll sit right in this little chair in between us, and she'll give us each a psychic reading.
She really does a lot of things. Her famous clients include Shirley MacLaine, Cher, Rod Stewart, Matt Dillon, Tom Cruise, Survivor contestants. That's kind of vague. And others. Interesting. She's been on a lot of TV. Anyway, so she made a lot of predictions for 2016. Some of them are world predictions. Some of them are pop culture. Some of them are about the stars. Some of them are about weather. Some of them are about the royals, death, and health. Tori Spelling is supposed to die this year.
No.
Oh, shit.
I don't mean to
laugh. Oh, my God. Bob Barker?
I don't mean to laugh, but it literally said Tori Spelling's going to die this year.
Bindi Irwin? There's no way Bindi's dying. Maybe this is just Health Watch. Oh, she's saying death and Health Watch. So just be on the lookout. Something could happen with their health. Sharon Osbourne. Oh, that makes me bummed. Danny Glover. No clue.
Where are you reading that?
Avril Lavigne. Fuck.
No. Well, she's already got lupus, doesn't she?
Well, Richard Simmons, Shia LaBeouf. Okay.
No, not my Shia.
She also says Barack Obama. I don't like this. This kind of freaks me out. Anyway, okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Here are some of the top predictions that she has made for the year. Okay, we'll just go through some of them. Oh no, a huge crash at Formula One. You know what's my favorite formula.
Some of these things are a little bit of an eye roll because, like,
quadratic.
Do you even know what Formula One is?
Cars.
Yeah, but like some of this is like,
you know,
I mean, there's always going to be a car crash in one of the races,
right? Well, she says this is going to kill many.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah,
bummer. Remind me not to go to any Formula One races this
year. Okay,
well,
there's supposed to be an earthquake in Egypt. That's a bummer. I guess she's all negative.
Tyler, how do you feel about spaceship landing?
Very into it, which means I need to go to Hawaii because she says there's going to be a lot of UFO sightings in Hawaii. Should we go to Hawaii? Should Psychobabble do an exclusive UFO interview with an alien? Did you see
a
that
gay-lian.
One? Did you see the
I'm
SNL?
Not talking to them unless they're gay.
Okay. Did you see
my resolution for 2016?
Did you see the SNL?
My predictions for 2016 is I don't talk to any straight people.
Oh my God, that would be great.
Can you imagine?
That would be just...
Get me a button.
The year of...
The gay.
The year of gay.
And
I
I'll
only
say,
talk to LGBTQ people.
And I'll say, I'm too tired of talking to your kind.
Oh my God.
Straights. And then I'll wear a button that says, if
please
you're
don't talk
straight,
to me if you're straight.
You're getting hate.
Wow. Did you know that she predicts there's going to be a disease surrounding domestic cats? Good. Fuck them. I hate cats. Did you know?
What do you feel about her predicting a new breed mixture of a dog and cat bred together?
Not into it.
Called a...
Why must we play God?
Would you call it a dad or a cog?
Cog.
But...
No, I would give it a new name. I
dad.
Just saw a video...
Get over here, that diddy dad.
I just saw a video of these bears playing in a swimming pool.
And were they polar bears?
They were just regular wilderness manly, not manly, but like bears, just brown bears. They were hanging out in a pool. They kept splashing in like an above ground pool and this guy was like filming them in like a neighborhood.
Oh.
Anyway, it made me, one of the comments was, oh my gosh, bears are just big dog humans. I was like, fuck, they're right.
You said that.
No,
so
I,
so
one
said.
Of the comments was, it looks like a big huge dog.
If you
dog.
Think about it, all animals are just big dog bear humans.
Wow. That fucks me up. Who's Madeleine McCain? McCann?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, apparently there's going to be an arrest in that case. A plane goes into the Eiffel Tower?
See,
wow.
Some of this is depressing.
She's got... She when did she have all... Did she have all these in order? Did she summon a ball? Did she like have a crystal ball?
Madeleine McCann's been gone since 2003.
Well, there's going to be an arrest. I do not like a plane going into the Eiffel Tower. I don't like it.
Neither do I.
There's going to be a breakthrough in a cure for lung cancer, in melanoma, in Alzheimer's.
You're reading all the depressing ones.
These are just, you know, she's predicting. That would make me happy because, like, those things are bummers.
Oh, my God. What about treasure? What about treasure being found in a castle wall in England going back to Henry, King Henry the VIII? Is that eight?
Oh, my God.
You know I struggle with Roman numerals.
Where are you? Yeah, King Henry the VIII.
You know they're not.
Do you struggle with Roman numerals?
Yes.
Wow.
V's and X's and I's. I don't even know what Katy Perry did at the Super Bowl or what number it
okay,
was.
Okay, well, the Super Bowl's fucked, firstly. It was, you can't. Nobody can figure out how many Super Bowls there's been.
49.
Nobody knows.
It's a riddle. Or maybe it's 150.
Oh. Prince Charles will become king? Does that mean that woman's going to die?
She's the oldest reigning royal after Lord.
Okay. Calm down. I'm more interested in star predictions. Let's look at some of those.
Okay. Are you ready for these star predictions?
What do we got going in 2016, Core?
So the star predictions.
Mm. Okay, well, firstly, number 19, she already missed it. The group One Direction will split. Girl, you're late.
2000 and late.
2000 and...
I got her burned.
Got it. Nailed it.
I want to know about this sex scandal around a game show host.
Ooh. Who
and then I want to know, why are there no female game show hosts?
What's that one woman from
Lonnie
Glee?
Love.
No, yes. Lonnie Love. And from Glee, Jane Lynch. She's got a game
show,
doesn't she?
True.
Who's got the game show?
Steve Harvey.
I would say it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Do you know?
With Hollywood Squares.
That
Middle
I
Square.
Think it's Family Feud. Steve Harvey hosts it, And did you know Joey Fatone just does the voiceover?
What? Well, Joey Fatone's very busy. Maybe he's who the scandal's about. Maybe Joey Fatone murders Steve Harvey to claim his rightful spot as the host.
That's the sex scandal? So he kills him by...
Oh, wait, it's a sex scandal?
He kills him by sleeping with him?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Double penetration death.
Maybe it's... Oh, who's that Vanna White and who's the guy that's with...
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak, Vanna White, sex on the wheel.
What if it was like an Alex Trebek kind of scandal and it turns out he's a little bit like Bill Cosby?
Whoa, I don't love that.
And I don't mean that he just likes the pudding pops.
Or he loves a little bit more of those pudding pops. He needs a pudding stop.
Someone needs to tell him to pudding stop.
Okay.
Me to Bill Cosby.
I think my number one is... my number one guess is the Pat Sajak and that woman on the wheel.
What's the scandal? That they're sleeping with each other?
He's playing Plinko in her...
Stinko?
In her stinko.
Oh, girl. Did he get the... $1,000 slot?
Oh, my God. He got bankrupt. That's what he got.
You can't get that on Plinko.
Honestly, $1, Bob.
You should know your games.
Okay, next scandal.
What about Dolly Parton's health issues?
Oh, please no.
We'll make an honorary trip to Dollywood.
I would love to go to Dollywood. It's literally been maybe 2 decades since I've been. We've got to go.
This article is so hard to read because my eyes just keep jumping all over the place. Because suddenly I saw something about...
Oh my God, here's one that I don't need.
Found
Justin
it.
Bieber portraying Elvis Presley in a film.
I don't
literally
know that.
No!
That sounds more like it would happen on the TV show Nashville. Like they would have...
I've never watched Nashville. Should I start from the stop?
No.
Or from the top?
No.
No.
I'm thinking about giving it up.
Wow.
I gave up Empire season 2. Just really jumped the shark.
You don't even know what jump the shark means.
Number 17, said danger around Ryan Seacrest.
Danger.
What do you think he's going to do?
Danger.
What's going to happen to little Ryan?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Should we call him?
Yeah, get him on the phone. I like Ryan Seacrest. I was reading an article about him last night. In the middle of the night, on my phone. You know when you can't sleep and you just get out your phone? I was reading an article about his journey to success, and I was like very mystified by it. He was very interesting. His story is very interesting. I would watch a movie about Ryan Seacrest. But wait, what's this danger about him?
I have no idea. While you were talking, I command F searched for Lady Gaga or Katy Perry. No predictions for this year.
Snooze fest. Maybe we'll make our own predictions at the end.
I did get a little upset because when I was looking, it said that Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are going to split.
I don't care about them.
They're my forever couple.
Okay, well, I don't care about them.
Do you ever have a couple and you're like, oh, if they break up, love is not real?
I guess Oprah and Stedman.
They're not even together.
Exactly.
This says there's going to be a scandal around Oprah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be about her Weight Watchers.
And she's not actually watching her weight.
Yeah, that's the scandal.
She feels off the wagon.
Oh, does anybody even know what that is?
Does anybody even know the words?
Oh, does anybody even know what that is? There's too many layers to this.
They said, this prediction's a little eye roll. Leonardo DiCaprio will be nominated for an Oscar for The Revenant, and he'll probably take home the Oscar, she predicts. Probably? What kind of prediction is a probably?
Well, I think that that's lazy prediction.
Right.
That this
Was your crystal ball blurry?
Oh, girl. Wipe, wipe.
Get
a Clorox clean swipe, whatever it's called.
Why not a Windex wipe?
Well, find a sponsor, whatever psychic you are, and stick to Windex or Clorox.
My mom told me my car windows had rain stain.
I was there when she
was
complaining
about
them.
And that I had to get white vinegar to fix it.
Why has it got to be white?
I asked her.
Why has it got to be white?
She said it couldn't be malt, couldn't be yellow. She said something
malt
about a yellow.
Malt vinegar?
Malt vinegar is what you put on your fries at like a fish fry.
Okay, well, I would never. You do that.
She said something whenever about a yellow vinegar.
We're at lunch and you get fries, I always get you your vinegar.
Have you?
That's how kind I am.
Have you ever had yellow vinegar?
You know, I don't think I'm into vinegar.
Weird. What about Justin Bieber fathering a child?
Likely.
Probably already happened.
You know what? I think what's going to happen is somebody, another woman is going to be like, you're the daddy. And he's going to be like, paternity test.
My heart just
At number 63?
Stopped.
At number 63?
At number 63.
Well, I was going to bring it up. Well, firstly, number 63 is my favorite number. You know this. Secondly, number 63 does not bode well for your favorite celebrity. What is it? Spill the tea.
Judge Judy. Oh, she just has to be careful of a robbery.
I was nervous when I was reading this because I thought it was going to say she's going to die. She needs to watch her health. A robbery she can live through. She's very rich. I still don't like ill will toward my Judge Judy.
What do you think about Beyonce has to watch her marriage?
Watch it continue to be great?
I don't know. I never really believed in their love.
You don't believe in
Beyonce? They're not my forever couple.
They're your opposite of forever. What marriage do you think is sham? Let's get there.
I feel like their marriage was like arranged for them to be this like
power couple,
king and queen.
Yeah.
And then they both just like
wrote
it out.
Maybe that status is the only other type of person that could understand the other. You know what I mean? Like, she has to be with that A-list because he's the only person that can get her.
So what you're saying is you're looking for your Beyonce.
I'm just looking for my Jay-Z.
I think you're looking for your Beyonce.
So I'm Jay-Z?
Yeah, a little bit boring. Not always like the most interesting person.
Is he bald?
Yeah, bald.
Has my wig been snatched?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying about me?
It should have been in 2014.
Now, we need to talk about number 33. A pet parrot will kill a movie star.
Now,
this bodes very good for our podcast because we can really work with that. Who do you want a pet parrot to kill?
So, while...
Is this like Toucan Sam? A toucan a parrot?
As soon as you started talking, I thought, well, I got to look up what celebrities own pet parrots.
Oh, fuck.
But then...
Now we're getting investigative.
Right.
This is how to make a murderer or whatever the fuck.
Right. And then I was like, whoa, what if it's not their pet parrot, but someone else's pet parrot?
So they're sickening. Well, they are sickening. But they're sickening their parrot onto somebody else.
No, not per se. But did you know there's a whole Pinterest page called Famous People with Parrots and Other Birds?
Yes, let's get there.
So I'm afraid because the first one that shows
is
the Pope with a parrot.
Fuck. If the Pope dies via parrot, God? Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Okay. I would be okay with that. No offense, Pope. But like, honestly, that's a good headline. That would win best headline of the year.
Well, you do know.
I don't wish death on anybody, but definitely parrot death is preferred.
Well, you know... Anne Hathaway was once attacked by a parrot in Miami.
No.
At the Miami Walk of Fame.
Wow. We were just looking up the Walk of Fame stuff because we were in, where were we? Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And they have their own Walk of Fame. And did you all know that the Walk of Fame, the stars, if they get a star, they have to pay for it. And they have to, like, pay for the upkeep every year. And I think they have to apply for it. And sometimes, like, their publicist or their, like,
is this all true?
Record label or their like studio will pay for it for them. But like some stars don't have stars because they don't want one. You have to express intent to want one.
Do you think Judge Judy has a star?
I hope so.
I mean, I would upkeep that. What do you mean upkeep? I'll go there and buff her star.
Whoa.
And I'll put...
Pat Sajak buffed her star.
Pat Sajak.
Is that his name?
I'm saying nope to the pudding.
Nope to the pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad and Angelina are going to split.
Or they'll have to watch their marriage. Technically, doesn't everyone have to watch their marriage?
I think they all do.
I mean...
I feel like watching your marriage is a straight person thing. Gay people, we just do our thing.
Oh my God, Anderson Cooper has to watch for danger.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye are going to have another child. Wait, Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer summer.
I know.
Everybody's got to watch out.
Go back.
All this says is everyone has to watch out.
Did you see what they said about Kim and Kanye's next child?
Crystal South.
Okay. That's so dumb.
Okay, so then we would have what? Northwest.
They're not going to name it Northwest
and
then
Crystal South.
Saint West. And then Crystal
like,
with a K.
I do like Saint West.
That's
such a good name. I really do like it.
Weren't we not talking about the Kardashians in 2016?
Oh, my bad. Well, she didn't predict that. Kris Jenner will eventually split from Corey Gamble. Well, girl, who the fuck is Corey Gamble?
I don't know, and I'm not even going to gamble on someone with my name or
okay.
something.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel's going to he's gonna get a cat or a dog to be a regular on his show.
Oh, I don't.
It's Grumpy Cat. I think it's Grumpy Cat.
No. How 2000 and late. Well, I hope. Do you hope for new famous animals?
And
well, you know there's going to be a famous animal. That parrot.
Oh, my God.
Do you think the parrot, when it's questioned, will repeat and make itself guilty? Maybe that's what's going to go down. What do you think it's going to say?
It's going to say, I murdered that poor boy.
Meow. beardier to that.
And they're going to say, the parent's going to say, Anne Hathaway had it coming. She had it coming.
Oh, I can't believe a parrot's going to kill Anne Hathaway. I saw a picture of a pregnant Anne Hathaway on the beach. Thoughts?
Was all the rave. Hmm.
They were at a rave?
I didn't even know she was pregnant.
Can you go to her? So Anne Hathaway is going to be at a beach rave with her pregnant baby, and that parrot's going to spy on them from afar.
Pam Anderson
Wait,
has
Jafar
to...
has a parrot.
He could die.
Iago.
Iago.
Oh, my God. Did you see that thing about that they were asking Republicans in the street, do you support bombing in Agrabah?
Yeah.
And it was like 80% of people were like, yes, Agrabah
Get
is the
Agrabah.
City. Agrabah's the city in Aladdin. So
is
I
it a
think,
city or is it a country?
I think it's a city.
Okay.
Whatever
let's
it is.
Let's get Agrabah.
Whatever.
Let's send all the parrots over there.
Do you? Let's do a poll. Everyone listening, ask somebody that doesn't listen to the podcast, do you support charging Iago with murder?
That's really not where I thought you were going, and how you got there, I have no idea.
Iago, the parrot who killed Anne Hathaway at the rave on the beach.
But did you hear about how Pam Anderson's going to have to watch her driving?
Whoa. That's like, what does that mean?
I think Uber like paid the psychic
to tell Pam Anderson to watch her driving.
Wait, what if we get shit like this when we have her on and she's like, Tyler, you're going to die of a parrot.
Fuck.
What if you're the celebrity that's going to die of a parrot?
So you're calling me a celebrity?
No.
So you're calling me the number one target of a parrot? What if a parrot's
Apparently.
Been watching me for years? Fuck. I need to watch my back.
Yeah, you do. did you know that... Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are going to split.
Okay, I don't care.
So I read this article once about how Jessica Biel wouldn't let Justin Timberlake have Halloween parties anymore.
Oh, what a bummer. What a, what is it called? Debbie Downer. What a party right. pooper.
Halloween.
Halloween. Oh, did you know that a horse accident will happen to a royal? What royal do you think it'll happen to?
A horse accident.
There's going to be a horse accident.
What if a horse kicked in your teeth?
Oh my God. Actually, that would not be the worst thing because you always say, girl, you've got dead teeth.
Did you see the premiere of The Bachelor? This
no,
woman.
Nobody did.
This woman showed up with a mini horse.
No.
Yeah. And she goes.
So The Bachelor, I've never watched it.
Yeah.
But it's basically I Love New York, right?
Yes.
So why don't we do I Love New York again instead?
And put it on prime time.
Right.
They said 20 million people watched that show.
Were you one of them?
Yeah, my mom put it on because she was still here and we had to watch it.
Okay.
And The Bachelor, one of the women showed up with a baby mini horse.
Could you have predicted that?
And she didn't even get to pull. So wait, do you know how it goes at all?
No, there's a rose.
Right. So at first he is waiting outside this mansion and all these women get like a limo ride up and then they get out and they like reveal. Oh, God. It's just, I mean, I know it's 20th season, but 26 women had to get out and greet this man, and they all came with a shtick. Because everyone
wants
everybody
to get... has to have a shtick.
No.
Who came with a parrot?
Someone came with a baby mini horse. They didn't let her ride in a limo. She had to walk up the driveway with her baby mini horse.
Okay. So you watched this?
I watched. It was a little bit.
I saw one of my friends had a, well, what's it called? A bracket for.
The Bachelor bracket.
Yeah. And then
it's
like,
a
you get
little
points
bit,
if people get like first
I
rows or whatever.
I think you might like it. It's a little bit of a train wreck.
Why
and
do you
then
think
they just
I would like
feed
it?
These girls alcohol.
I'm only interested if there's a gay Bachelor.
And I feel like they might have already like, I mean.
It's all, you know, all these shows are fake, right?
I don't know. The
Sorry
girls,
to be a spoiler alert.
I don't mean to be mean, but they just all seemed like they had low self-esteem and then they added alcohol in there and 26 women vying for the attention of one man.
And then like three, so they filmed these things in like the span of 12 days. You know that. And so
no.
by like day eight, they're like acting like they've been, you know, dating for months or whatever.
I bet it's like 3 weeks.
No, girl, it's like 12 days. They really churn it out. And by day 12, they're like, I want to marry you. And they spent 12 days with some stranger arguing with other drunk girls. It's this shit's not Wait, real. It's so all cast.
You know how like
I'm over it.
You know how on any reality show, they'll do the like one-on-one like confessional.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So tell us what happened. all the girls were like wasted drunk, being like, oh, that girl's ugly. And oh, that girl's got a flower on her head. Some girl came with a big old flower on her head. And she goes,
a flower crown or a flower on her head?
A big old rose on the top of her head.
How old was the rose?
Not that old.
Well, then why
she
would you?
Got a
then
rose.
What's the truth?
Spoiler alert. And I mean, I know some of the girls were just such hot messes. And then he's giving them roses. And I'm like, at what point did production pick who's getting a rose? Everyone.
Every point.
So my prediction for 2016 is The Bachelor is going to be a hit. And there's going to be maybe I predict there's going to be a Bachelor featuring you.
You know what? Would you?
And 26 gay men with low self-esteem who come with a shtick got to get your attention.
You know what? Anybody that brings me a horse, they're getting through to the episode two.
As long as they got a deep
Sweet,
fryer
26?
And some ranch.
26? How many people get eliminated the first episode?
I honestly think it was 28 women.
That's incredible.
I don't know. I think there were like 7 got eliminated.
So I guess I just am kind
One
of like,
girl,
does that assume every girl's going to be into him? Would show up and you're not into the guy, would you still fake it to be on more episodes?
Well, I'm starting to think, obviously, too, that they must get like a little bit of money for each round that they make it through.
That's every reality show.
But one girl with red hair who looked like, who's that redhead from Easy A? Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
This girl who looks like Emma Stone goes up and she's like, I know there's a lot of girls here and you're probably not going to remember our names, so you can call me Red Velvet.
And he remembered Red Velvet. Did she make it through?
No.
Oh.
So then Red Velvet became like...
Fuck, wait. Did you know Red Velvet is just chocolate with dye?
No.
Bitch, yes.
No, it's not.
I predict this year you'll come to realize. Yes. Yes. Fuck Red Velvet. That's why he gave her no rose. Because she was just chocolate trying to be fancy.
Weird.
Oh, and there you have it.
She like adopted this role of just this like wing woman, and all the other girls were like crying, and Red Velvet just really comforted them.
Well,
she was really
put comfort
there to,
and sequester.
I wonder if they go to some sort of sequester.
Of course they do. It's only for a week. The show is short. This shit's fake.
One girl showed up. Oh, you're not going to like this.
Sorry. I don't know if it's fake. Don't sue me. That channel. Okay, continue.
One girl showed up in a onesie. And she said,
did she make it through?
No, because she said, you're the onesie for me.
Oh, my God. I hate women. In fact, I love women. Wait, women don't come for me.
I think you really
need... let me narrow which women I hate down. Any woman that comes to vie for my affection in a week on a TV show in a onesie. Wait, that's... No. The onesie slumber party tour. I gotta go.
Yeah. So I predict you putting your foot in your mouth more times in 2016.
Did you know Wayne Gretzky? Let me change the subject to Wayne Gretzky.
And Walter Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky's gonna be hospitalized. Prediction, do you think this has anything to do with a parrot?
Apparently.
Stop saying apparently. Stop saying apparently.
Apparently.
Oh, God. A parrot named Lee?
So not only is Tori Spelling getting a divorce,
oh God,
but she also could die. A parrot's gonna kill her.
Oh, Tori, if you're listening, watch out.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Paula Deen's gotta watch her health. I think we all knew that was coming.
You can only eat
so much butter for so long.
This huge stack of death and health watch of celebrities, you know, firstly, all these C-list celebrities got their names on Google Alert. How would it feel to get an email? Start of the year, the only news article about you right now is watch your health. A psychic is predicting you might die. Fuck. A parrot.
I'm going to avoid all parrots in 2016. Did you know you can look at her past predictions? I really wish she would go through and just highlight
what was true. Yeah.
She's definitely saying that Hillary's going to win the election no matter what.
Very interesting.
I was going to ask you how you feel about a woman president, but
so
you hate women.
This woman is... I don't hate women. I only hate women on The Bachelor. And if you are one of The Bachelor women, you have a chance to redeem yourself. Just sic your parrot on Agrabah. Anyway, here's what's up. I just feel like this woman is just trying to fuck over that groundhog.
She's trying to be the new Punxsutawney Phil.
Why is she trying to be Punxsutawney? Why? Why?
Punxsutawney?
Yeah.
I thought you said Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney. Why would you punk me with a colonic? I predict
your first live colonic on Psychobabble. We'll get it in here.
Well, get it in here. Get it in here. Me in the bedroom.
What are these lone wolf terror attacks?
Okay, well, I'm on the 2014 predictions. She said Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo were going to split up. Did they?
No.
Okay. Selena Gomez is going to have a breakdown. First of all, she misspelled Gomez, so that could be just a woman named Selena Gomes because it's with a Z or an S. She says Miley Cyrus was going to be in a full body cast in 2014. Did that happen?
She probably was, knowing Miley. Oh.
What's up? What's going on?
They say Ellen and Portia are going to split seas.
Whoa. Well, Nikki.
Who's Nikki?
The psychic.
The psychic.
Wait, have you seen a picture of Nikki? Click the top right corner, Nikki Psychic to the Stars. Click it. The homepage.
I got
Bam.
It.
Bam. Do you see Nikki?
Oh, shit.
She is glamour, head to toe, wearing fur. And I think maybe, what's on her neck? Are those rats? Or bats?
She's got a Twitter. We should just tweet.
Or beetles? Look at the picture. Tell me that does not look like she's like being swarmed by either beetles or rats or...
On the top? That's,
or bats?
That's her boa. And on the top of that is the spots of her leopard hat.
I know the leopard hat, but look at her boa. Does that not look like a whole bunch of bats?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
We should tweet at her.
What's her Twitter?
And say that we want her on the show.
Oh, my starry-eyed surprise. Okay, everyone. Well, not everyone. This might be a lot for her. If you want to tweet at her, her Twitter is Psychic Nikki.
Well, you know they're going to struggle
with
spelling the word psychic.
Why would
because
they struggle?
Struggle with spelling psychobabble.
Yeah, drag them. And also, while we're on the topic, y'all are called Cycle Babies.
Cycle. I mean, I know we talk fast and I know we...
Cycle. Spell cycle.
Whenever we say cycle baby, it's C-Y-C-L-E. Cycle.
Babies. And psychobabble
it's because
is spelled how, Corey?
Well,
actually, no. If they can't look at their iPod... S2G.
Right. No, but yeah, I saw someone tweeting at me the other day and they were like, girl, it's Psycho Babies. And I was like, girl, listen to the episode with the Roomba and you'll understand why your ass is a Psycho Baby.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Or is it?
Anyway, tweet at Psycho Nikki and say, girl,
girl,
not Psychic Nikki. Say, Tyler and Corey love you. Let's get you on the podcast. Oh my God, what if she gets on the podcast? This is going to be a lot.
I would love her and I hope,
We would have to give her topics to do some clairvoyancing about, and then she could come on only about people we care about. Because honestly, Tori Spelling, no offense, Tori, but like, girl. Yeah, I want her to predict when that Pennsylvania's going to die.
The girl who plays Pennsylvania or the character Pennsylvania?
The groundhog.
Oh, Pentatonic clonic Phil.
Pentatonics?
I can't believe pentatonics
is going to emerge
after...
from a hole and predict whether or not that spring is going to come.
Pentatonics Phil.
Pentatonics Phil.
What does Punxsutawney even mean? Maybe that's the town he lives in.
You know how farmers call town people townies?
You know that gopher or whatever the fuck it is has a key to the city?
And I don't.
My city?
Wait, is it your city?
No.
Oh.
Punxsutawneyville.
How do we get a key to that city? Do we have to beat up that gopher?
I have
Do we
no.
sick our parrot on that gopher?
Oh my God. What if Punxsutawney Phil is the celebrity that dies? Actually, that thing dies every other year. Spoiler alert, there's been about 50 Punxsutawney Phils. And if you want to know how many that is in Roman numerals,
I think it's just an M. It's just an M. Or maybe it's a D. I think a D.
How do you say 50 in Roman numerals?
I think it's a D.
Psychic Nikki just retweeted a picture
I
of
feel like I
ocean
wish,
pics. A
I
great
wish
white
Psychic
shark.
Nikki would tell us. What's a D? And, I was so close. D is 500. It's L. Damn it.
L.
How boring is Super Bowl 50 going to be? L. It's just going to say L.
Her Twitter is just a bunch of retweeting of old. Oh, she always wears a fierce hat.
Well, let her live.
I'm being serious. I was saying it was fierce.
I predict this episode is done. If you guys love this episode, be sure to give it a review on iTunes. We want to hear what you think.
This episode's one of the longest ones we've ever done.
Include your Twitter handle, and I predict that we might tweet some of you that do if you leave a review, and we might give you some love. Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me online.
Okay. People, you can find me online, too. Tyler Oakley. on everywhere. TYLEROAKLEY. We love you guys. Send us your predictions for the year with something that's going to happen in pop culture. And we're going to maybe give some love to people who do.
Yeah, I mean,
with
sure.
With the hashtag. What's the hashtag to predict?
Psychobabble. Psychobabble predictions.
Psychobabble predictions.
Good luck spelling that.
God.
Are you saying goodbye now?
Yes, God.
Bye.